Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the third chapter of Hilchos Shechita. In this parak, the Rambam will describe five different types of invalid slaughter. Halacha Aleph. Chamisha Devarim Mafsidim Es HaShechita. There are five different ways which can cause a slaughter to be invalid. Ikar Hilchos Shechita, Lizar B'chol Achaz Mehen. And these are the foundational principles of slaughter, that one must be careful with regards to each and every one of these. Ve'elu Hein. These are the five. Shehiya, Drasa, Chalada, Hagrama, Ve'ikor. The Rambam will explain each of these, so I will leave them untranslated for now. Halacha Beis. Shia Ketad. What does it mean to do Shihia? Hare Shehisra Lishchod, Ve'gbiya Yado, Kodim Shigmar Shechita, Ve'sha, Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid, Bein Be'ones, Ve'chazar Huo Acher, Ve'gamar Es HaShechita. If somebody had begun to slaughter, and then lifted up his hand before he had completed the slaughter, and delayed, whether he did so inadvertently, on purpose, by force of something else, and then he or somebody else goes back, and concludes the slaughter. Im shah kadesh yag bia as a behema, vearbitzena, vieshchot, shritaso psula. Im shah pochos machdeze, shritaso kshera. And it depends how long he had paused for. If he had waited the amount of time it would take to lift up the animal, cause it to lie down, and then slaughter it, so then that's too long, and the slaughter is invalid. But if it was less than that, then it is still a valid slaughter. Halacha gimel. Haisa behema daka, shir shiasa kadesh yag bia behema daka, vearbitzena, vieshchot. With regard to how long one needs to wait in order for it to count as a shihia in this sense, it will depend on the type of animal. If one's dealing with a smaller type of domesticated creature, so then it requires the amount of time it would take to lift up such a creature, lie it back down, and then slaughter it. If it's a larger type of domesticated creature, then in that case, it's a longer amount of time, the amount of time it would take to lift up that type of animal, and we then cause it to lie down and slaughter it. If we are dealing with a bird, however, then it plays by the same amount of time it would take to lift up a small domesticated creature, and then cause it to lie down and slaughter it, the same as the first category just mentioned. Halacha Dalet. Shachat ma'at, isha ma'at, v'chazar v'shachat ma'at, isha ma'at, ad shegamar ha'shchita, v'lo shah b'pam achas shir ha'shia, aval kishetachshov kol zman ha'shios, yitzarif mikulan shir ha'shia, ha'ezu safek nevela. If somebody had cut and then paused for a little bit, and then continued, and then cut and paused for a little bit, again, doing this a few times, until the point where, in totality, all those delays would equal the amount of delay which would invalidate the slaughter. But never at one point did he delay for that long. In that case, it's uncertain whether or not this counts as a nevela. V'chein im shah k'desh ag b'yena, v'yabritzena, v'chdei sheyeshchot k'mo mir ha-simanen v'alvad, lo k'desh sheyeshchot shechita k'mura, ha-yizu safik nevela. Similarly, if one waited almost the amount of time to invalidate the slaughter, the amount of time it would take to lift up the animal, then cause it to lie down, and then to slaughter it in a way where you would get the minority of the trachea and the esophagus, but not their entirety or the majority, which would make it a valid slaughter, so you could do it almost to the amount of time where you would have fully slaughtered it. In that circumstance, it's also considered a question as to whether this is a nevela. Halacha hei. Shachat rov echad bov, o rov shnai bebehema, if one had slaughtered the majority of one of the sides for a bird, or the majority of both sides for an animal, at which point then it's already a valid slaughter, then even if the fellow waited for half the day and then went back and finished cutting the sides, that's still going to be a valid slaughter, because in that circumstance, once he hit the minimum amount necessary for a valid slaughter, then he did it. And anything that he delays afterward and then goes back to cut is as if he's cutting regular, already slaughtered meat. Halacha Vav. Shachat bakana levado chetyo omiuto v'shaz man ruba hariza chozer v'gomer ha'shchita v'ein b'kach klum. If one had merely cut the windpipe and then waited for a long period of time, he's allowed to go back and finish the slaughter. It doesn't make any difference that he had paused. Aval im shachat rov hakana oshaniki b'veshet kolshu v'sha'a kashir, bein shechazar v'gamar ha'shchita, sheishchil bein shechat shchita gemura b'makom acher, harizu psula. Mibnei shebehema o'ov, shenifzak rov ha'kana shala, o shenikiv ha'beshet b'mashu, nevela, ve'ein ha'shchita mo'eles ba k'mo shizbar. If, however, the individual had cut most of the windpipe, or had even punctured the esophagus just a little bit, and then he waited the amount of time, as was just described, which would cause it to be a delay which invalidates the slaughter. So indeed, that slaughter is going to be invalidated. It's not a good slaughter. And that's because once an animal or a bird has most of the windpipe, or even a little bit of the esophagus cut, then in that circumstance, it already becomes a nevela, and you can no longer slaughter it, as the Rambam will explain. Halacha Zayin. Hinei nisbar lacha she'ein shehi bakana ba'of klal. We've now seen what emerges is that there's no concept of delaying with regards to the windpipe of a bird at all. She'im shachat rov hakana v'sha'a kfar nigmar shechitaso k'shechazo v'gamar mechatech pasarhu. Because if he had cut most of the windpipe and then had delayed, well, in that circumstance, he's already completed his slaughter. And when he goes back to cut, it's as if he's cutting meat. And if he had cut part of the windpipe and then delayed, so then he's allowed to go back and cut whenever he wants. Because it will only invalidate as a nevela once he's cut most of the windpipe. If somebody had slaughtered a bird and delayed, and he doesn't know whether he had punctured the esophagus or not, in that circumstance, he's let it go and cut just the windpipe alone in a different place, and then leave it until the animal dies, and then investigate, check out the esophagus from its inside. If he doesn't find even a drop of blood within it, then we can say with certainty that it hadn't been punctured, and therefore it's a valid slaughter. Halachates. Chalata ketat. The second of the five items the Rambam had listed was chalata. What does that entail? Kegon shehechnas asak bein simen l'simen. This is when the knife was stuck between one sign and the other sign, the two different pipes. Bein shepatzak ha-simen ha-elyon l'mala, bein sheshachar ha-tachton l'mata, shu derech shrita, hari zu psula. This is true whether one had slit the upper sign above or cut the lower sign below in the way that you normally would have done. Nonetheless, in this case, the slaughter is invalid. Halacha Yud. Hechnas es hasak in tachas ha'or, v'shachat shnei hasimanim kedarkan, o shehechlet es hasak in tachas tzemer mesubach, o sheparas matlis al hasak in valat zavar, v'shachat tachas ha'matlis, hal v'ein hasak in guluya, harizu safek nevela. If one had stuck the knife between the animal's skin and slit both the sides in the regular fashion, or he hid the knife under some of the tangled wool on the animal's neck, or he spread a cloth over the knife and the neck, and then slaughtered under the cloth, since the knife is not openly shown, so in that circumstance, it's a case of doubt whether or not the animal is considered a nevela. Similarly, if he slaughtered less than half of the sides in this process of chalada, and then afterwards completed the slaughter without doing chalada, so there too is a case of doubt whether or not the animal is considered a nevela. Halacha Yud Aleph. Drasa Ketzad. The third one listed was drasa. What does that entail? Kegon shehika b'chsakin al tzavar k'derek shemakim sayif v'chata chasimanim vas achas b'lo halacha b'lo hova. O sheniyach chsakin al tzavar v'dochach v'chatach l'mata k'chotech tznon o kishos ad shechatach chasimanim harizu psula. If one hits the neck with a knife, just as one would hit with a sword, now you swing it at the neck, and thereby cut the signs all at once without drawing the knife back and forth as one is supposed to in the proper act of shechita, or one places the knife on the neck of the animal and press downward to the point where it cuts it, just as one would cut a radish or a squash or other vegetables, without again going back and forth until he cuts the signs, in that case, the slaughter is invalid. Halacha Yud Beis. Hagrama ketat. The fourth item is hagrama. What does that entail? Zeh shochet bekana lemala b'makom she'eno roi l'shchita. This is where one cuts the windpipe at a higher up point where it is not fit for slaughter. U'kmo shnei chitim yesh b'sof hakana lemala b'tabas gedola. Now, there are two nodes which look like little kernels of wheat at the top of the windpipe at a place where there's a large ring. Shach b'sof hachitim im shir mehen kol shu lemala hayzuk shir. If one cuts amongst those two nodes, those wheat kernels, if one has left at least a little bit above them, in that case, it is a valid slaughter. Because in that case, he has slaughtered from the epiglottis of the windpipe or lower. And thus, that is the valid place for slaughter. If, however, he had slaughtered without leaving any of them behind, none of these nodes, then he's slaughtered above them, and that's considered doing the act of hagrama, and it's an invalid slaughter. Halacha Yud Gimel. Shachat rov ha'echad, o rov ha'shnayim, v'hishlam ha'shchita v'drasa, o ba'agrama, harizu k'shir, shari nishchat ha'shir k'roi. if one had slaughtered most of one sign or most of the two signs and then completed the rest of the act of slaughter in the process of drasa or hagrama, in that case it still is a valid slaughter because the appropriate amount had been slaughtered in the correct fashion. Higrim batchila shlish v'shachat shnei shlishim hayzuk sher. If he had initially done an act of hagrama, only a third of the slaughter though, and then afterwards finished the slaughter, the other two-thirds, in the regular fashion, that is also a valid slaughter. Shachat shlish, the higrim shlish, v'chazar v'shachat shlish, ha'acharon kshira. If one had done a third properly, in the middle third he had done hagrama, and the last third he had done properly again, in that case it's also valid. Higrim shlish, v'shachat shlish, v'chazar v'higrim shlish, ha'acharon, harizu psula. However, if one had done a third of hagrama, and then a regular third, and then a third of hagrama again in the last one, in that case it's invalid. And if one had done drasa or hachlada between the first third and the middle third, so then in that circumstance it's also going to be invalid. Halacha Yud Dalet, Ikor Ketza. The final of the five types of invalidating slaughters is called Ikor. What does that entail? Kegon shenakra hagar geres viakana o avesha v'nishma echon mehen o shnehen kodem gmar shchita. This is where either the esophagus and the windpipe were displaced in the process. They moved out of their regular place before the slaughter was finished. If, however, regarding a bird, if after having slaughtered one entire sign, or at least most of it, which is enough to make it a valid slaughter by a bird, and then the second sign moved out of its proper place, then it is a valid slaughter. If one of the two had moved out of the proper spot, and then afterwards one had slaughtered the other sign, in that case it's an invalid slaughter. If one had slaughtered one of the two signs, and then only afterwards discovered that the second one was out of its proper place, and it's unclear whether this happened before he had slaughtered the other one or afterwards, so then this bird would be considered to be a case of doubt whether it's an avela. Halacha Tes Zayin. Nimsa simen ha-shachat shamat. Harizu kshir. Shevadei achar shchita nekar. If the sign which had been cut seems out of place, it's discovered after the fact to be out of place, in that case, it's going to be valid. Because we say with certainty it must have happened after the act of slaughter. That's when it was moved out of its place. Shinu nekar kodem shchita ha-mistal dof lo nishchat. Because had it moved out of its proper place before the slaughter, then it would have been hanging too loosely and would not have been able to be slaughtered properly. Halacha Yud Zayin. V'medrimur, when is that true? Shlo tavas asimana biyado kishashachat. This is assuming that the one who was doing the slaughter had not been holding on to the signs with his hand when he did the slaughter. Aval im tavasan v'shachat, efshar shetitachit achar ha'ikur. If, however, he had been holding on to them and then slaughtered, it's possible that he had slaughtered it after it had already moved out of place. And the reason why he was able to slaughter was because he was holding it firmly in place. Accordingly, if he discovers in that scenario where he had been holding on, that it had been moved out of place after he had slaughtered it, and we don't know whether it happened before or afterwards, in that case, it's a case of doubt whether or not it is a nevela. Halacha Yud Ches. Kol makom she'amarnu b'shchita psula, harizu nevela. With regard to every case where the Rambam says it's an invalid slaughter, that means the animal is treated like a nevela. And therefore, if one eats an olive-sized portion of its meat, one receives lashes on a Torah level for having violated the prohibition of eating a nevela. Because the only thing which can remove the animal's status as being a nevela is a proper slaughter, done in accordance with that which Moshe had commanded, as the Rambam has already recorded. And any circumstance of doubt with regards to whether it was a valid slaughter, therefore, is a case of doubt whether or not it's a nevela. And if one consumes from it, then we will administer lashes of rebellion. Halacha Yud Tes. Behema shenitil yarech shala v'chalala ima ad shetira chasera shetirbatz harizu nevela kemo shenechta chetzya v'nechlika l'shnei gufos v'ena shchita mu'alespa. If an animal had its thigh and the meat of the hollow removed, and it thus looks like it's missing something when it crouches over, then it's going to be considered a nevela. It's as if half of it was cut away and it was divided into two separate bodies. And thus, even done correctly, act of shchita will not be effective on it. Similarly, if the animal's vertebrae, its backbone, had been broken apart along with the majority of the meat, or its back were ripped open like one does with a fish, or the majority of its windpipe had been cut, or its esophagus had been punctured in a place which was fit for the slaughter, in that case also it's considered as a nevela already while alive, and you cannot, even if you do a 100% correct act of slaughter, that slaughter will not affect it, and it will still be a nevela. Now, everything which the Rambam just said applies with regards to an animal or a bird. It doesn't make any difference. There are two membranes around the esophagus. The outer one is red, the inner one is white. If only one of them had been punctured, then that is still going to be a valid animal, and thus, if you do a proper slaughter, it will be permitted to eat. If both of them, however, have become punctured in the place where it's fitting for slaughter, then the animal is defined as a nevela already. And whether one had slaughtered in the place where there's that hole, or whether one slaughtered elsewhere on the neck, it doesn't make a difference. It is an invalid slaughter if you try to do it. And even if the holes had been punctured, but they don't quite correspond to one another. For example, there's a hole, and then on a little bit over, we have the hole in the other membrane. It nonetheless is considered a nevela. Lachav Aleph. Nikaf Veshet V'ala Bo Krum Ustamo Eina Krum Klum Arehu Nakov Kishaya. If the esophagus had been punctured, and then some sort of membrane forms over it, you have a scab forming, that doesn't make any difference, and it's as if it still has its hole. Nimsa Kot Omi Beveshet Harizu Suffik Nevela. If a thorn is discovered inside of the esophagus, in that circumstance, it's a case of doubt whether this counts as an avela, because perhaps it had been punctured, and just a scab had gone over in the place where there was the hole, and we can't see it. However, if the thorn is found lying lengthwise in the esophagus, so then we need to be concerned about it because most animals that live out in the wilderness eat thorns all the time, and that's where this likely had come from. With regard to the esophagus, there's no way to check it from the outside, only from the inside. Ketzav, there we now illustrate. Somebody needs to go and take it and turn it inside out and check. If even a single drop of blood is found, then we must say that it had been punctured and therefore is invalid. Halacha Chaf Gimel. Gargarish nifsak rov chalala v'makom haroi l'shchita harizu nevela. If the majority of the airspace of the windpipe has been cut in a place which is fit for slaughter, then the animal is defined as a nevela. V'chein im nikva keiser. And similarly, if it has a hole stuck into it, it's punctured, but such a big hole that is the size of a certain type of coin called an iser, so then that too makes it invalid. Nikva nikavim ketanim. Im nikavim she'en v'hen chesron. If it has small punctures in it, though, then it depends on their size. If they are so small that they don't actually take away from the animal's flesh, so then when they're added together, they can add towards the majority of the windpipe, which needs to be cut in terms of making a valid slaughter. If, however, they actually do take away from the skin, there's enough to be noticeable that it's missing, then they can make the animal be invalid if added together they equal the size of an iser coin. And similarly, if a strip of flesh has been removed from the windpipe, that also is able to disqualify the animal if it is of the size of a certain type of coin called an iser. With regards to a bird, there's a higher standard, and that is whenever the strip of flesh that was removed, or these holes that take away from the actual flesh of the windpipe, are so big that they can be folded so that when they're placed over the opening of the windpipe, it would cover most of that opening, then it's going to be considered an avela. If it's less than this, though, it still is valid. Halach Chaf Dal. Nikva ha-gargaris nekev mefulash mishnei tzadeha kadeh she'ikonis iser l'rachbo nevela. If the windpipe was punctured so much so on both sides that it goes directly through, that you have a hole on one side through to the other side, and that's large enough for the thickness of an iser coin to be stuck into it, so then it's going to be nevela. Nistikala arka, afil lo nishtair mina makum haroi ba lishchita, ela mashu lamala umashu lamata, shira. If it was cut in its length, so then even if there's only the smallest amount of the place which is still fit to do the slaughter, which remains above it and below it, it is still acceptable to slaughter. Halach Rav Hei, final halach on the parak. Gargarish nikva, ve'ena dua im kodem shchita nikva, o achar shchita nikva. If it's discovered that the windpipe has a hole in it, and it's not known whether this hole was made before the act of slaughter or afterwards, no kunosa atav makom acher. Then we punch another hole in it in a different spot, and we compare the two holes. Imnin melo muteres. And if the two holes are comparable, then we can assume it happened after the slaughter, and therefore the animal is permitted. Now we can only compare a hole found in a large ring to a hole found in another large ring, or a hole found in a small ring to another hole found in a small ring. Avalo miktana gdola. But you cannot compare a hole found in a small ring to a hole found in a large ring. Shekola kana chulios chulios hu, ubenko chulia v'chulia, chulia achas ketana, mishtehen v'raka. Because the entire windpipe is made up of a series of rings, and between each and every larger ring, there's a small, soft ring, and we need to compare the two things which are actually comparable. Have a wonderful day.